Deschutes County has a new public works director. Chris Doty starts on the job today. He comes from the city of Redmond, where he filled a similar post.
The department has about 60 employees, and it's somewhat similar to the size of Redmond's collective public works department.
Doty is originally from Prineville. He'll head up the public works department and the road department and will oversee construction and maintenance of the county's 900 miles of roads. Central Oregon Community College now offers GED testing. The offering fills the gap left when the High Desert Education Service District dropped the testing last summer. Kelly Smith, COCC's Director of Testing and Tutoring, says setting up the tests took several months. An article in the Bulletin says High Desert ESD dropped the testing because they were losing money, but Smith says COCC hopes to break even. The Partnership to End Poverty is helping fund the testing operation with a donation of $20,000. U.S. Representative Greg Walden of Oregon was in Bend Saturday. He was at a roundtable discussion with Bend community leaders. The topic, the upcoming $30 million deadline to begin construction on the surface water treatment project. Walden says it is a horrible time for the EPA to require the city to spend so much money on the project.
You have older water pipes that have to be replaced because they're in real bad shape. And then these new federal regulations that are coming on top of that, all as the economy goes in the tank. And so the last thing we want to do is overburden taxpayers, the ratepayers, the water payers, at a time when the economy's sideways to begin with and people are really struggling.
Walden has sent a letter to the EPA asking for flexibility in the deadline so the city can find more reasonable and economic ways to build the project. Motorists in Oregon should feel pretty good about the gasoline they buy right now. The Oregon Department of Agriculture routinely checks the quality of Oregon's motor fuel. This past year's report card, A+.
The businesses can feel that their competitors are working on a level playing field with them, and the consumers can feel confident that the fuel they're buying is meeting national specifications.
Clark Cooney of the Measurement Standards Division says the price of gasoline is going up, so it's very important that the fuel meets the quality standards that customers expect. A new study shows 60% of kids spend less than an hour a day outside, but there's a new movement to change that. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
The National Park Foundation found that 59% of parents admit their schedule makes it a challenge to spend time outdoors. Neil Mulholland is the president and CEO of the National Park Foundation.
These findings show a concerning trend. Families are spending more time inside and missing out on the physical and emotional benefits of being outdoors. National parks are an easily accessible resource to remedy this issue, and winter is a great time to visit one of our nation's nearly 400 national parks.
Currently, 1 in 3 adults and 1 in 6 kids are obese in the U.S. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
The annual Rally for Life is held in a rainstorm in downtown Portland with hundreds of people taking part. The rally was held to mark the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade case, the U.S. Supreme Court decision making abortion legal across the country. Most of those in attendance were members of anti-abortion groups, but more than a dozen abortion rights activists were on hand to protest the rally. The protesters gathered at Pioneer Courthouse Square, then marched to the Willamette River carrying umbrellas, banners, and placards. And Oregon's crab season is off to an average start, despite delays in its opening. Nick Furman with the Oregon Dungeness Crab Commission says current stormy weather conditions are problematic for fishermen.
The crabbers will spend the first 2 or 3 times out now, once the storm abates, just getting their crab pots back in a row and finding them and getting them turned right side up.
Furman says last season was a good one at $45 million. Oregon crab fishermen generally do between $35 and $52 million worth of business each season. The crab season will continue through August. And scientists say they're excited about the solar activity predicted for 2012 and 13 as the sun moves into the peak of an 11-year cycle. Bob Grossfield, observatory manager at the Sun River Observatory, says they're well poised to see some spectacular sights, both with a telescope during the day and the naked eye at night. He says an aurora that appeared over the weekend just wasn't visible here because of cloud cover. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at kbnd.com. And for instant updates on breaking news, follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.